Welcome to HBO Locks. This is Lizzie Pace.
This is Catherine Dudas.
We're the two foremost TV, film, pop culture, past lives experts in the world. And today we are discussing none of those things. Well, kind of those things. Mm. Yes.
Yeah.
TV, pop culture, Shogun episode 8.
Wow. Guys.
Wow. The abyss of life.
The abyss.
Is this show about depression?
You know, it's interesting. Maybe. it's very interesting. I mean, we'll get into it, but the different ways the Western and Eastern cultures view death continues to be very interesting. We got to talk about it. This was very interesting. A lot of interesting things happened in this episode. Uh-huh. And
any updates we need to go into? Oh, I saw we got a date for House of the Dragon.
Guys, oh my God, this is crazy. It's happening. Oh, this is like so nostalgic because this was our first show. This makes me like kind of feel feelings. I'm like, wait, this feels...
Season 2, episode 1 premieres June 16th, 2024.
Oh my God. That's
so we need to keep that in mind in June 16th. Schedule.
Okay, June 16th. That wait, let's look at that now.
A couple months from now.
Okay, so we'll have to.
I can't wait. We'll that's sooner than I thought that it would is. Be.
Actually, we could probably find a show. Anyway, we'll talk about it.
When was season one? Oh, August 2022.
It is a long time.
Okay, so and that is a long time.
It was our first show.
2 years.
That was so, it's so beautiful. Like, it's going to feel, like, we're going to talk about those characters again. That's so exciting. This is our first time doing a second season. I think this is the first time. That's exciting.
Anyway, sorry.
Guys,
that was big news.
It's huge news. I feel like this feels
I feel like
big.
That's kind of our flagship franchise.
Yes, it's nostalgic. Nostalgic. We were mere babes back then. Mere babes. Mm-hmm. Before I was a podcaster.
We're so much laxer now.
We have embodied the brand, my dear.
Mm-hmm. It's like a sculpture when you're just chipping away and you just find what the sculpture is
exactly
from the block.
Should we rename our podcast TV Experts? Real question.
I do think we should rename.
I think we should rename it. Guys, give us your
just
suggestions.
We can't stick to the HBO form.
Yeah.
We can't,
they've ruined it for us. We have to change it.
We can't promise that.
So, and also we've changed it to Stream. Guys, Stream Queens is taken.
Look, I'm okay with maybe
name.
Just cutting HBO.
What about so
but then maybe people will think it's about the airport.
Or they'll think it's about lacrosse. Guys, branding
you know,
is hard.
They call, they always are like, are you HBO Lax at McDonald's when I use my codes? I must have signed up through our email.
I feel like TV Experts is kind of cute. TV Experts or TV Detectives or...
Well, sound off in your 5-star reviews or the comments regarding that.
Guys, let's brainstorm together. It's always good to brainstorm. You always get better ideas.
Anyway, Shogun episode 8. We got... Okay. Took care of all the business.
Yeah.
I wrote down one thought this week between episodes, Catherine. Mm-hmm. The Nepo baby, he died a virgin. It's so sad.
That's upsetting. You know what? Godspeed to a real one. Maybe.
But maybe.
God is. Maybe
it was better as a dream.
You know what? Maybe the Christian God is real and he actually got like hella celebrated in heaven for being a virgin.
Yes. Nice. They were like, finally, one.
What a virgin.
One person did the thing you're supposed to do.
Not have sex.
We get this previously on, and there's a line in there that was so good that I had forgotten of one of the women being like, we'll always be hostages, or someone said this, of basically how Ishido had like kidnapped their families and stuff. And if they negotiate with terrorists, then they're going to have to do it again. And we see the death of the Nepo baby. Now in this episode, we see the army in the woods. The farmers murmur and pray. It's Torunaga's sad death march, and he is coughing up a storm. That's funny. Okay, from this first coughing, I thought, this is fake.
Lizzie, you're brilliant. I did not think that.
I don't know.
Look at you. It is because he's a big, he's a big schemer.
I was like, big coincidence.
He's very sneaky. Honestly, this episode made me be like, what a sneak, what a sneakster. We knew this about
him. He's like a magician. Mm-hmm. So don't trust him.
We don't trust him.
Just like a magician.
You don't trust magicians. Yes, they're doing this sad march, and Yabushigi is talking about how the Nepo baby died, which apparently was cracking his head on a stone, which I thought he impaled himself with his sword. Maybe it was both. But anyway,
it was the rock. He hit his head. He slipped in the rain and hit his head.
Oh, I don't know why I thought he also got hit by a
sword.
That's
part of why I was laughing so hard.
No, I thought it was, I thought he died because his sword went into him.
Oh, his own sword?
Mm-hmm. It's, my TV's dark, I've realized. I need to change my settings on my TV, I think, because I think I missed
one. Maybe this is why you hated True Detective so much. You're like, no, I watched that. I can't see anything.
No, oh, please. I wish I couldn't have seen anything. Everything.
Wait, can I just say
that he says lower than boiling, higher than being eaten by dogs? Yeah. I feel like head on a stone is better than both of those things. Because it's quick.
I mean, I don't know from whose POV he was talking about, but right. This was very insensitive.
Very insensitive. Yabushigi's is on his usual bullshit. Yeah.
He's on his bullshit. Yeah.
Yabushigi's.
We see this funeral procession, which he is in, I guess, in this little white tent. And I also want this for my funeral, just kind of like everyone riding horses and I'm the princess.
Oh, that's nice. That will be your wedding. We'll do that for your wedding.
Wedding? Yeah. Okay, yeah, that works.
Because I want you to witness that. I want you to experience that, you know.
I want that. Are you saying I won't witness it?
No, I'm saying, well, you...
Oh, no.
Well, I don't know if your soul's going to watch your funeral. I don't know if... I'm not going to... I don't think I'm going to watch my funeral.
You're not watching?
No, I'll be already being in my next life. I'll be like, they'll be like, okay, now you're Cleopatra again.
You'll be a 4-year-old child.
Yeah.
Frolicking.
We
see Mariko and John, and they're going to, she tells them they're going to deliver to Osaka, everyone, after a pit stop, I guess, which you know what that means.
More
sex. Sexy time.
We're the only
for Mariko
two people.
And John.
We're the only two people who thought that.
It's just like in Gilded Age.
No one else.
We're doing a travel episode?
Walked away from that scene with that lesson.
we have to stop somewhere before the death? Okay.
With beds, were you saying?
With beds.
And rooms.
What are we going to do with all that time?
Oh my god.
John tries to talk to Torunaga, sorry for your loss, and Torunaga ghosts him, and Mariko gives John his books about all the people he murdered and says, you don't have to turn yourself in with us, and basically like, here's all your stuff.
Yep. I know, it was a little bit like bye. He's like, my translator, what happens to her? And basically he's like, don't go to Osaka. And she's like, my allegiance forbids me from doing anything else, which we knew this was her thing.
And then she ghosts him. He's double ghosted.
He is. Yeah. Crazy. He's just trying to get his ex-girlfriend to not kill herself. That's all he's trying to do.
I know. Yeah.
And she's like, how dare you? She's like, oh, men. Oh, he's trying to get me to not kill myself.
Oh god. Oh, boy. It's like they're all the same.
Respect my decisions.
We see a messenger running into the center of the city, and we see the titles Eight, the Abyss of Life, and we see people are talking about Torunaga, that he's sick. This is Lady Ochiba.
Yeah.
And who?
I know. Who was this? He was hot.
Ishido?
Is it Ishido?
Yeah. Oh, it is a Shido. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Wow. I didn't
know. Oh, that really? Was. Catherine, interesting.
I thought he was a little I thought he was attractive.
A new discovery this episode.
Yeah.
We see Ishido is like, hey, can we go public? And she's like, look, it's strong, but hold your horses. Mm. And he's like, I was always so into you. You were the king's favorite lady. You were peerless. Ugh. And she's like, oh, that's merely a reflection of the Lord. And he's like, let's not lie about the Lord. I revered him, but he wasn't kind.
Lady Ochiba saying that, taking a compliment someone giving her and then saying it has something that her boss did it was my most unrelatable moment. I'm like, I'm taking the compliment. I'm being like, yeah, thank you. Mm, you know,
good for you.
In 2024, we do not say, oh, a man. She goes, oh, if I was like that, it's because of a man. No, it's because of you, girl boss. Lady Ochiba, take.
I mean, yours. I feel like that's also kind of a slight dig of like, you only like me because you think he's so great. Like, you're oh, like, really? Oh, that's oh, the one the king being, chooses.
I thought she was just being humble. I thought she was being like, if it was.
Well, I think she is being a girl boss. Absolutely. Regardless.
She is a girl boss. And so, yeah, she's too humble. I revered our Lord. Don't pretend he's kind. We didn't just survive our time, we made our place here. I promise. I propose we strengthen our bond.
She's like, marriage. We're world changers. Yeah. We're going to be a power couple. Alert. Think about it.
Very interesting.
And we see this pretty bridge, and it's Yabushige and the guys, and they're trading stories about the poor late Nepo. Aww. And Yabushige says he once broke his arm and didn't tell anyone for days, so we'd think he was brave. What a loser. Buntaro's like, oh, he was truly courageous. The grandpa guy is like, he was reckless and embarrassment.
Harsh.
And then we get this long speech from Omi. He's like, oh, he would have enjoyed us honoring him. He couldn't accept that our Lord was going to die. He was reckless, but he stuck to this one thing.
With the Omni stuff, I can't always say Omni. Ami, he, this was a very interesting moment. It was like he was seeing the cracks. He started to be like, he was like, because this is like existential for him. This is his friend. And he's like sad. He's like, my friend is dead because this.
Yeah,
because,
they were like, besties.
Because my Lord, it's like maybe, like he's starting to crack, Ami. He's trying to see maybe something's off here. This interesting moment. And then the Lord Toranaga is sick and he's missing the funeral, and Yabushige is like, Ami is right, we should march to Osaka with guns and cannons. And then but then he's like we should. So basically Yabushige is like, you know what, fuck him, like fuck Toranaga, we should just go. But then the guy tells Yabushige that he has to bring the guns and cannons to Osaka. This was confusing. He's like, I want to do this. He's like,
Ishida wants you specifically to be bringing the cannons.
I guess Yabushige is saying, he goes, I want to attack Osaka. And he's saying, no, you have to just bring the cannons there, I guess. But it was interesting the way.
Well, if you're bringing them.
So Yabushige, this starts this episode. Yabushige is like, oh, maybe I will. I'll march on Osaka. Oh, no, I could never because my Lord. Oh, maybe I will. Oh, no, I can't because of my
Lord. You know that dude's not turning himself in.
Mm-mm. No.
Yabushige.
No.
Never.
If he's the man, I think he is.
If he's the man from my horniest moment last week, I think he'll fight.
Congratulations.
We see there's some Edo generals who are doing a protest by wearing armor, I guess. And we see this funeral burn little chat. And Ami is staring at the fire. And this was my witchiest moment of the week.
Oh, God. I agree.
And I see the fire from far away. White smoke.
Oh, but you know what, Lizzie? I would say every person on this planet loves staring into the fire, which makes sense because every person on this planet is also a witch. We are inherently
loving. And many of us put the fire on the TV to pretend there's a fire.
We talked about how I feel FOMO when I see a fire and I'm not around it. Like I, when we're in Kendall's backyard and the fire's on and no one's around it, I'm like, we have to go. It's right there. The fire.
Why didn't you go?
No, and then I did. But I'll look over and be like, what? No one's there? We have to go, you know?
You have to go. Save the fire.
I'm like, the fire feels lonely. Then I make whoever I'm talking to.
I like that.
To,
you're like a firefly.
I'm a firefly.
Or whatever, the bugs that are drawn to light.
Oh, yeah. I love it. But it was fire was our first TV. Anyway, this was very witchy, and Ami is sad, and it's so sad. And I said, so beautiful how different cultures deal with death. Like the different funeral processions of different cultures is very interesting.
Yeah. We see from the fire from far away, and Toranaga is looking at it from his roof, very far away. And Mariko is then talking to a lady. Who is this lady?
Okay, this is lady. This is the same, the lady who was pregnant.
Lady Rin?
Yeah, Rin.
Yes.
So the baby finally.
Mariko says Toranaga still hasn't seen the baby that I guess he's related to. And she's like, oh, well, he's in bad health. Have you heard from him in Osaka? And, they're talking about Lady Ochiba, and Mariko does this great quote. I think this probably should be our quote of the episode. Each endures in their own way.
That
was very beautiful.
So true. It's
and
so true.
Staying hidden is Lady Ochiba's way of enduring.
And then Lord Buntaro.
Depressed girl Tumblr.
Depressed. Oh, my God. That is absolutely how I endured. Oh, my God. I have to look up my Tumblr and see if it still exists, because I was the most depressed, like, theatrical, crazy person on Tumblr in a lovely way. But I wasn't, like, a fandom person, but also nothing wrong with that.
And now we have TikTok.
And Lord Buntaro is like, Toranaga needs you, Mariko. And then he's like, oh my God, these are such hard times. Can I make you tea or something? And I'm like, did he read Fair Play? Like, someone's trying to. That's a joke just for Lizzie.
I recommend this book to everyone who's going to live with any partner.
It's smart.
Oh my God, I got the balloons again. Now I'm thinking that the Zoom is like rating my jokes, and if I do a good one, I get balloons. I'm sure that's not it, but
that's funny. They're like, that's a good
feels
one.
That way. Cute. John is trying to ask someone for firewood, and that religious guy comes up and helps him and translates. And
incorrectly,
John one-ups him and talks in Japanese, and he's impressed by his language. And John's like, oh, thank you. I love it here, except I keep finding Catholic cockroaches. Oh, my gosh, John.
Shots fired. I wrote that the father is impressed that he's learned. I said, he's like, you're hot and smart.
That's what he said to Mariko too, right? He was like, you're so bisexual, such a good learner.
And so yes, he says, what are your plans, John? I will reunite with my crew, and then I'm gonna go to the black ship. And then he says, will you wear those clothes when you see your men being like, your men are gonna bully you? Which was interesting. And I was like, that was interesting.
Yeah, I was. It was, but it was also kind of bullying. Like,
it was
you're going
to
wear those when you meet
right.
him. We see, you're going to wear that out? We see the father now with Mariko, and he's like, oh, I'm glad you're safe. How's Toranaga? And she hasn't seen him. And then we cut to Grandpa and sick Toranaga, and the father comes in, he's like, hey, guess what? The lords were not swayed by the cause for, you know, our deal we talked about. And Toranaga's like, I know, my spies already told me he is.
He's like, you're useless.
So gossipy. his birdies.
His birdies.
They're so good.
He's like, I'm already 10 steps ahead of you, my dude. And he says, you know what?
Yeah, tell me something I don't know.
He's so petty in this scene. He's like, you know what? You're not our ally, so I'm going to talk to you through Mariko. He's like, you cannot speak to me in our native tongue, which I was like, that is so great and petty.
Power move.
I love it. And then basically the priest is like, you need to become allies with Lady Ochiba.
She controls
Ishido.
Ishido, Catherine's love.
My hot zaddy.
Like, who is this?
I've never seen this character before, this very central
there
character.
There are some extreme hairstyle changes in this show that could account for that.
Right. I guess he just looked hotter than he usually does because I was like, who is this?
Anyway. Once he got a fifth regent, I was like, hello. Can get finally, the bureaucracy together?
decisiveness?
That's main character energy.
Very hot. Okay, yeah. So, yes. If we align with Lord, and then he turned on and go ask
new
Mariko.
Idea.
Yes.
Align with the heir and the heir's mom and turn against them with the heir's army.
Right.
Mariko's like, I don't think you're Lady Ochiba's enemy. I think fear is.
Mm-hmm. But then, and then Torunaga, I don't know either, but Torunaga's like, look.
Too vague for a translator.
Too vague, Mariko, step it up. Torunaga says, this victory would come at too high a cost. I accept a peaceful defeat. My son is dead. No more bloodshed. So he is still going with this. No, guys, we are not doing this. Which, honestly, I'm like very reasonable, TBH. And then I'm team he should surrender, I guess. Torunaga's like,
runaway with John.
I agree. Everyone should run away with John. John should just carry everyone in his big, strong arms.
The next season, they're just like in America. All of them.
Wait, he lives in England. they just pick America. They're like
roommates.
I don't think America. Well,
we got to keep them together.
That's true. Utah sister wives.
Rodriguez can help them sail there. He's got to be there.
Oh, I miss him. Where is he?
I know. Where is he?
So Torunaga says, "Tell the priest I'm grateful. He may build a new church here in Edo." One request.
They're not helping him, he's going to still give them their church.
And he returns to Osaka and he tells him to return to Osaka, tell him what he sees here. All I want is a peaceful death. And then the grandpa guy thinks this is a trick. Otherwise, he wouldn't send the priest to Osaka. They're like, he's going to fight. He must have something up his sleeve. This whole episode, they're like, oh, he has something up his sleeve. We know it. We know dad has something. That's the past couple episodes. And they're like, come on. And then this is the episode where they lose faith.
But yeah, I mean, his son died. So he's...
They're like, he's losing
it. It's possible he doesn't have his plan.
Yes, but we find out he does have his plan. So... Mariko is drinking water. She goes into the building that feels modern to me. Her little meditation room. Oh, it's like concrete. Wow. It's funny when I'm reading what I wrote, I'm like, it's just my crease. Oh, it's the tea. okay. So
it's the tea. Well, they crawled in.
I thought like the room looked like it was like concrete or something. And I was like, that the material, I don't know anything about this.
Like
an
indoor outdoor space.
It looks like a school, like a I don't know, like a modern day like
or church.
Whatever. So Buntaro says winter is
ending.
She
has a poster up.
Oh no, Buntaro comes in with the tea. He makes this whole thing. Winter's ending, so they're doing small talk. They quote something to each other. Would you like cha? It would be my honor. Cute little date. Your performance was wonderful. What performance? Oh yeah, they like do this whole sipping thing and she goes, good job, you performed.
He pours the tea in a very bare moment. And he just keeps having all of these tea supplies. I don't know where they're coming. It's like, it's very Mary Poppins. And she drinks her tea, Buntaro dissociates, and then, yeah,
also,
she
wait,
tells
I'm
she
sorry.
Loves this performance.
Mariko saying, I love you, your performance was wonderful, it was my enabling men. Wait, what's the thing? What's it called? Incompetence. Weaponize incompetence. When we cannot women, we cannot congratulate men for pouring tea.
You don't think his performance was amazing?
They should know how to pour tea. What was his performance?
The tea pouring. Remember that whole thing about how tea pouring is some sort of art?
Yeah, but what I saw on the screen Kiku didn't seem very arty. Am I crazy?
Ooh. I don't know, Catherine.
Did I miss something? Should I
rewatch? You think I know
this?
How to make tea?
No, I know, but to me, he just poured tea. It didn't look like a performance. Like, there wasn't, like, a dance. You know what I mean?
Mm.
And I thought she was like, your performance was wonderful. I was like, he poured something. I'm like, what are you talking about?
I don't know. The flourish?
I don't know if there was flourish. Anyway, so I just think we're applauding men for the bare minimum for pouring tea into cups. And I think we have mm-hmm. to, you know,
everything she says to him is just like, oh, yeah, well, I guess I have to do what you say. You're my husband. It's yeah. Like,
but then she does yell at him. So that's good. So Bentaro says he thinks they're going to die. That's why this tea is so meaningful. He talks about their first days. We were so happy. We were happy. And Mariko says, I struggle to remember clearly. Oof, knife in the gut. And are you still under the Anjin spell? And then she's silent. She doesn't say no. So she's like, yes, I'm in love with John, basically. That was interesting. I was like, okay.
Wait, you think that's an admission?
I think it's not a denial.
Hmm.
And then, in my most unromantic thing of the night, of the episode, let us go to death together, he says. I wish to finally give it to you. Weird, interesting wording.
This was my cringiest moment of the week.
We're like, bro, she does not like you like that. She does not want to kill herself with you. Bro.
Like, you're like... Yeah, let's go into oblivion together.
Oh my god, literally, I can't even like ask a guy out on a third date. You know what I mean? And he's
oblivion is that's not true. That's a big one. I thought he was gonna poison her here. By the way, he says, "Remember when we first started dating? We were happy," and she's like, "I can't really remember." And this was my most relatable moment of the week.
The I can't remember. That's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess we were. I wish I could forget being happy. I have that Taylor Swift like emotional memory when it comes to that shit. To men who love bomb. In protest of our Lord's surrender, let's kill ourselves tonight, husband as wife. So as husband and wife, so romantic. Even now, she says, even now, you fail to understand. What you've denied me wasn't death. It was a life beyond your reach. I would sooner live 1,000 years than die with you like this. And then I wrote, I'm confused because I thought her whole thing was that she did want to die. I thought that was the whole thing.
I am also confused. Okay.
It's always comforting.
I feel like she's been really unclear about this. I also thought that's why she wanted to die.
She's flip-flopping.
I feel like she should have just said, he's horrible. I wish he was dead. Or something like that.
That's the thing. I'm like, this doesn't work because now she's saying, no, it's just because I hated him.
Could have a divorce.
But also, like, she did say in that one episode, it was all about how she wanted to kill herself because she wanted to join her parents and her, like, she wanted, because yeah, she was grieving or whatever, and then she wanted to like fulfill her duty, now that I'm saying this, maybe now she's like, John has taught her through their lovemaking and connection that she actually, it was because she hated Buntaro. She wanted to die because she was in a bad marriage. So maybe this.
Oh my god! She learned through the D.
Through the D. Lizzie looks to her.
And I enter oblivion. We see a drone. Oh, Buntaro cries alone after she delivers that line and crawls out. Ugh. It wasn't a good cry.
She bows, lol. She like bows. She's like, and then she like says all that. She reads him to Phil.
Sooner live 1,000 years than die with you like this. Yeah.
I'm like, that is cold. And then
mic drop.
A guy takes John to a bar and he's like, they've been drinking all the sake in the area. We want them to leave. And John smells something bad. And I'm like, oh my God, John is now used to being like Eastern and like smelling good. And John sees one of the men harass a woman. And then he literally tries to leave. John literally, absolutely. And John... immediately no, I don't think it's, I don't think I've ever really done this, but that it just felt so relatable to like look at a situation that you don't want to be in and just like turn about face.
Yeah, I know, I would like still to just hide from the situation.
I would love, that's so cathartic. It was so funny. I laughed so hard.
Unfortunately, the blonde attempted rapist Solomon recognizes him and says, we thought you were dead. And he's like, how many people are left? Six.
Oh, boy.
And John's like loosely floating his plan. Yeah, I have clearance. We could go. I've been training on the cannons. And the blonde guy's like, nah.
he's like,
we are just following you everywhere. Like, you're just trying to make your name as a first Englishman through the Strait. Is he? Is that true?
Maybe. I'm not sure, but... But John is like, nope, that was our duty. Like, we had to. And he's like, we could have turned
home. I thought he was trying to kill all these people.
I thought they were just trying, they were trying to find the passageway to Portugal. Or like, or not to Portugal. To They were trying to find what they found, I thought. Like, I thought they were trying to find the route, like, to Japan. But you know what? I think he's saying when that guy in that first episode killed himself, I guess they were saying we should have just turned back when he killed himself.
Right. Yeah, that's what he says. Yeah. When the captain died, we should have just gone back.
And we could have turned home and you knew
it. They get in. And he says, I'll talk to the rest of the guys. And the guy yells at him and says, take those skirts off. And they get in a fist fight. And this was my most misogyny moment of the week. Ugh,
very misogyny. And this was John realizing he doesn't fit into either world now. This was very interesting.
That's
very
tough.
And very sad. And he goes to Yabushige
but
in
does not want
to
go with the smelly people anymore.
He's like, ew, they smell. And I'm like, oh my God, I get it. He's like, why would I hang out with, like, he's like, English people are so gross. And John is like, well, Toranaga gave up. I want to help
all
this
these,
country.
Like, hot Japanese people.
He's like, I want to hang out with the hot, really clean, nice smelling Japanese people
so
who bathe.
Clean.
And like, or like polite. this reminds me of a Dear America book. Anyone out there? There's a Dear America book about a girl who got captured, a pilgrim girl who got captured by Native Americans. This is a history book for kids. And then this haunts me. This, I still think about it. She goes to the Native Americans and she loved their way of life so much that when they brought her back she was a Quaker. They brought her back into the Quaker society and she just like crumbled. And she was just like, all I want to do is be next to the earth. I like need to be, I'm supposed to be like in, you know.
Aww.
And this reminds me of that.
Was that you in a past life?
I mean, maybe. I keep thinking. It's stuck in my brain. Interesting. Thank you, Lizzie, for bringing that up. Lizzie being the one to offer if it was a past life was my witchiest moment of this podcast.
Cute. We see John and... his knuckles are all bruised, and he is now talking with
Yabushige, and he's like, well, Toranaga gave up. I want to help this country. I'm coming to you in desperation. I have nowhere to go. My men suck. They hate me. I hate them. They smell. And then Mariko's like, wait, you want to team up with him? And he's like, he's a shit face, but he's a brave shit face. And so I want to fight for you. And Ami is like, hey, don't ever think Yabushige would ever betray Toranaga, even though Yabushige just was going to betray Toranaga.
We've seen
Toranaga.
Him
and he's like, and Yabushige's like, yeah, fuck off. I would
My
never
nephew's
do that.
Right.
I would never in a million years.
I refuse.
Oh, and then we have this sad moment where John takes his sword off and he's like, I don't know. He's like, I feel stupid. I thought I could belong, but he's like, I don't belong in Japan. I don't belong in England. And I don't, my own people seem strange, he says in Japanese. I don't know where that leaves me. This is so sad. But now I have to make my own fate.
This was and sad. Then John tells Yabushige, when I first saw you almost die on that cliff, I know you're a man who knows the importance of taking fate into your own hands. And Yabushige loves this reminder of how honorable he is. He laughs. So And Omni glares at him. LOL. And Yabushige goes, ah, well, he's a foreigner. We'll overlook his mistake that I would never betray the Lord. Let's go to the castle. And Mariko says, loyalty begins. It doesn't have an end. Otherwise, it wouldn't be loyalty. And John says, loyalty can turn senseless real quick when you're asking people to carry them asses.
Literally. Literally, this was the big thesis of the episode. Like, should you just blindly loyally follow someone? And the answer is no, you really shouldn't. But also, I guess Torinaga is doing the right thing. I guess we find out later. I don't know. But you're not supposed to die for people randomly, because that leads to problems and it's ridiculous. And it big.
I would never.
I mean, if you're Lizzie, if you started a cult though, and I joined your cult, I don't know. Maybe I would.
That's
do what you
so
said.
Nice.
I would absolutely do what you said. I'd be like, yes, drink That's the Kool-Aid. So nice.
Then see Ami and Kiku on a beach with
yes,
the madam.
This is the best.
And they're basically looking at this land that's going to be the new sex worker zone, and Ami and Kiku talk about whether loyalty can hurt you. She says no. And he says, I don't know what I'm fighting for anymore. Existential crisis. You were right, Catherine.
Existential crisis.
And Kiku, he's scared of the fire. Optimist, says if you look and see nothing, you must simply look harder. We then see, oh gosh, the father is now right next to him on the wetland. He's told his new neighbors are the courtesans.
Yes,
LOL, Torinaga, you little sneaky.
You sneaky boy. And I was so happy. I love the whorehouse is next to the church, baby. As Jesus
yes.
would want it on TBH.
He got.
He got. And then, okay. What's next? Torinaga is doubling down. He's like, what, clan or Japan? Which one? He's like, I have – he's like, look, guys.
I missed that scene.
Oh, really?
I don't know. I don't have that here.
Oh, my God, really?
I don't have that here. I have the next thing is preparing the tea shots and the lady who has the stroke.
Oh, sorry. I think I skipped that. I think I skipped that. Sorry, you explained that scene. I think that was my fault.
But I have it as the last scene.
Of the episode?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't
Oops.
Think. I don't
Did
think.
I something.
I think. Wait, there's a lot more.
Did my notes disappear? Wait, hold on. Yeah, I have the T. And then. Lady Oshido and the lady who had the stroke.
Oh, yeah.
And then she pretends to cry.
Oh, yeah. That's not the end, though.
It's not?
Oh, no. Wait, do you want me to... Wait, I could tell it to you.
Okay, yeah, tell it to
me. Oh, wait,
me
first, you tell the tea one, because I don't have that for whatever reason. So what happens with the tea? So
okay. Yeah. So we see this long kind of gorgeous prep shots of this tea. It's Lady Dai Long, and... We then see that she is dying, and this lady has a stroke. And Lady Ochiba comes and sees her, and the lady's like, "I knew I'd see your face before I died. Stop these games and release the hostages." And Ochiba's like, "Do you want medicine for your pain?" And she like feeds her something, and then I'm like, Is she killing her?
I think she's killing her.
Is she poisoning her?
Yeah, I think she's killing her. But I think that lady wants to be killed.
Oh, she does?
I don't know. I got the sense that she knew what was happening, but maybe not. Maybe she just, yeah, I'm not sure.
I was confused by the scene. And I was like, wait, is she pretending to cry to this woman?
Yeah.
I was confused.
I was also confused.
But yeah, this is what I thought her murdering this woman was the end of the episode.
That is so funny. Okay, so I'm going to tell
I must
Lizzie
have deleted
what
happened my, I don't know.
At the, but
yeah,
I feel
tell
like
me
you, okay, so basically, there's this whole meeting with Torinaga and all of the clan and the men. And he's like, he's doubling down. And he's like, no. He's like, I'm not doing bloodshed. It's either our clan or all of Japan. It's going to whatever. Then Hiramatsu, his right-hand man, his oldest friend, is like, if I'm going to commit seppuku, unless you reconsider
oh my gosh.
Surrendering.
I was wondering why you said Torunaga had a plan this whole time, and I was like, does he?
Wait, that's so funny. Okay, so much. There's so much. Okay, so he Okay, so Torunaga doesn't yield, and it's dramatic, and it's all these, and it's like, oh my gosh, what's going to happen? And he's like, and Hiramatsu's like, so you do believe in pointless death, Lord? Your vassal dies in vain, and then he takes, and then he tells Buntaro, his son, to be his second, and Buntaro gets up and takes out a sword, and then Hiramatsu looks so dramatically at him, and he's like, forgive me, and he kills himself, and then it was my goriest moment.
Wait, who kills himself?
Oh my god, the Hiramatsu. Hiramatsu kills himself. Like, and we see everything.
What?
And then his son Buntaro chops his head off, and you see it. It is very gory. It's a good thing
Buntaro chops?
It was his second. You know how there's the second that has to chop the head off? I know. It was crazy.
Okay, I was like, I'm gonna go watch this part, but maybe I won't.
No,
that's so crazy.
It's really crazy. Okay, so then, okay, after that, it's crazy, and so now everyone's like, oh my god, Torunaga's crazy. Like, how could he do that? Like this guy is insane. Like, clearly, he's a crazy person. But this was all – we find out in the next scene. When Torunaga talks to Mariko, we find out this was all part of the plan.
Wait, this is the plan?
This was part of the plan. So Torunaga – turns out – okay, Hiramatsu anticipated that this move would energize the men to fight on more. They are purposely – Torunaga needs Osaka to believe that he's really surrendered, having the men think it's their idea to keep going, not his. Okay, so it has to be the men's idea to go keep going, not Torunaga. So Torunaga needs them to think that he is surrendering. Like, no, I am surrendering. Don't do it. But now he's purposely doing things that will piss off the men enough to go fight. And, like, so he's, like, puppet mastering. And so that's what we find out through – him and Mariko. Yeah, Mariko talks with him. Hiramatsu knew his duty well. And they're even with the Anjin and Yabushigi, he wants John to like help Yabushigi, like all these things. And so he tells, he's like, my old friend knew his duty well. Are you? And then he says to Mariko, he goes, Osaka has to believe that my defeat is real. Are you ready? Like, it's this epic shot. Are you ready for to do your part? And then it's this close-up of her face, and she says, in, like, so much emotion, she's like, I am ready. And so something's
going okay, I will watch it.
to happen. Yeah, you got to watch it. And then we're at Lady Oshiba, and she's, like, walking up to Ishido. And she like bows before him. Shoot. So maybe they're going to get married now. Team. Oh, no, you're okay. No, you're okay. Okay. And then we're at the ship, and Ami is there with John, and it's like, it looks like they're going to start fighting. And yeah, if Lord Torunaga, and Ami's like, if Lord Torunaga finds out you've aligned with the Anjin, shit's going to go down. And Yabushigi's like, I won't die on the behalf of a crazy old man. So it's work. The plan has worked. Yabushigi's like, this guy's crazy. And then Ami's like, the Anjin is, he's dangerous, uncle. And Yabushigi's like, no. And Ami's like, no. And he's like, take care. Ami has gone through his existential crisis, and he's decided that they're going to fight for something and disobey for once in their lives. And it's going to be exciting. And then, Yabushige and John have a cute little moment where they're like, he's like, Yabushige's just talking to him in Japanese. He's like, what you said meant a really great deal to me. And John just goes, because he doesn't know what he's saying. He's like, okay.
That's so funny. I love that.
And then Yabushige says allies, and he kind of gets that. And they have this cute little like brotherly moment. You got to watch it. It wasn't my horniest moment, though. I mean, it could have been, I guess. Maybe that was my horniest moment. I guess.
Yeah, shoot.
I don't know if there is a horny moment.
I didn't have one.
And then we see Mariko. Guess what, though, Lizzie? Guess what? Mariko has Laura Tarnaga has requested that Mariko comes with them. She has to now be with John. She still has to be next to John. So now they're still going to be together. And she looks at, actually, no, Mariko looking at John being like, I have to now stay with you was my horniest moment of the episode.
You telling me this is my. I'm just going to guess.
I was going to say, we know from experience, we usually have similar ones. And then we would have
And I'll do the goriest, the Hiramatsu thing. I'm going to skip that.
Oh my God, skip that, Lizzie. No, I do can't not see watch guts. It. Do not watch it. It was crazy.
As
it
I told you, I'm probably not a very one of expensive those people with guts.
Effect. So. I now know how much practical effects cost, and that was probably a very expensive practical effect.
I'd say pass. You don't pass. Need it.
We end on Toranaga dressed up.
Or have it be sparkles.
Or have it be sparkles. That's cute. So Toranaga, we end with him at his – he's standing. He's at his son's ashes where like and he's not coughing. And he says – and he thanks him for his sacrifice. You've earned me some time.
Oh, my God.
Time.
I was right. He wasn't sick.
He wasn't – exactly. He wasn't sick. And that's why when you said that, I was like, oh, okay. So Hiramatsu, this is so funny. And you both, I will not waste it. You've so sweet. You've earned me time to not waste it. So, yeah. And that's really sweet. Mm-hmm. And it's wow. really, and so now we know that Toranaga was just the puppet master. We now know his plan and we're episode 9 and 10 will be the battle probably.
Yes.
Actually, it was kind of fun explaining to you what happened. Maybe that should be our podcast. Maybe we should just explain the episodes
I think
to
no.
each other.
I think there might turns. Be some things that fall through the cracks.
But maybe not. It could be interesting.
My middle name is Swiss cheese.
Yes, that's
I mean,
the
look,
episode.
I thought the episode ended at Lady Oshima.
Oh, that's
so
never happened before. That's funny.
I did it. This was my most Chad moment. Him not finishing the curse and being like, wow,
oh,
I really
right. I
didn't
forgot.
Agree with people about the ending.
That was so funny. And like me purposely not watching True Detective finale.
Oh my gosh. All connected.
It's all connected. But yeah, so that's the ending. So we're going to war.
We're going to war. I'm so excited. We're going to see cannonballs shot at a castle,
oh,
probably.
And we're
going to
see cannonballs
crimson.
Shot.
You can't bring up the crimson whatever sky and not do a crimson sky.
Yeah. Do a crimson sky. And you know what? Do a crimson sky with Mariko.
Oh, shit. Sexy. What,
I mean, I feel like that could only mean having sex with
period
her on her period.
Sex?
Yeah. Which is great. Which, you know what?
Which is great.
Is witchy. Oh, God. I have to cut this out.
And certified.
Certified.
Certified by Catherine.
Well, thank you, guys. This was
We'll be back
super fun.
With the next episode next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday. Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Oh, my gosh.
Episode
we're so close to Taurus season.
I am honestly a little bit over Aries season, TBH, so I'm excited for Taurus season. The best season.
Oh, what quote do you want to do?
Oh, wait. Okay. Wait. Oh, the one you liked. The one that with the each of us endures in her own way.
Ooh.
Each of us endures in her own way. So empowering. I love that.
Yes, that is nice. That was icons. Love you, bye.